The Ribblesdale Stakes is a race that I think is at the mercy of Pleskov. There are differing opinions about, with all Royal Ascot favourites, especially short questions asked, so she's a banker or a blah, but I just don't see anything not like about her form chances. And I think much of the issue today might be about her stake. But I wouldn't necessarily be too worried on that score. She ran right away in the moving stakes when she crashed land on testing ground. She has always looked more of a stayer, despite having noticeable amounts of speed. Jim Bolger was wanting to go for the Irish Derby with her before Godolphin stepped in and made the purchase, so I don't really see what's not to like on the stamina front. She has some Van der Gulch as a dam sire, and Teofeo seemed to get horses who stayed and finished out their races well enough, and she's not, you know, she's not a massively keen horse, if anything. I thought the Irish race was a really, really strong race, and actually won it speaks a lot for her. The Southfield Stakes form has already worked out very well, and on the line through Diamonds and Rubies, albeit she'd improved it, on the line through her, and a line through what she did to Zan, she should have taken high rank in the Oaks. There's nothing wrong with any of her free runs this year. I think she'll take the beating. She's also unpenalised for that win. She must go close. Kirby keeps improving and is a half sister to 2005 winner Tara Kesh, I believe. She is very game with Kara. She has been this season winning three races when holding up Giovanni Cavalletto. Now, a lot went wrong for Giovanni Cavalletto that day, and you think it was a different horse at the Derby, but you still have to take a positive view of what she did there. She'll keep on improving.
It's a French word. It's just been adapted.
And she must be on the premises, you'd
fillet,
think, today.
If you say fillet, then you clearly...
There is
also
a very interesting contender called Pomona, who didn't get a run in the listed trial stakes at
Gracie,
at Newbury, when Crystal Zedda bolted up. Her not getting a run didn't change that. Didn't really change the result there, but I think that today Alaska might see her.
Is she bringing one from the voodoo doctor?
Because they should hopefully go a decent enough gallop, and I'm not sure they went that quick. They went that fast that day early. She got trapped for a run, and she flew home late.
What are you talking about?
Ascot's the kind of horse I think that she'd like, and while that form, I'm quite sure he's only the
ordinary.
I think she'll race a good deal better than it. However, there's quite a few progressive fillies in the race who you can take a chance. And I'm going to take a punt on Gretchen as the East race selection. She's slowly away and in front for a long time. She made a taken debut in the maiden that produced the winner of this 2 years ago, I believe, at Newmarket. She was very green when asked for her initial effort, as you might expect. But the form looked fair enough beforehand. There was the favourite in second, who had shown promise on her first start, and has since three others from the first seven have finished runner-up on the next start, and the seventh player has actually come out and won a maiden. So it looks out of scratch, considering I'd say, for a Newmarket maiden. She should improve plenty. In fact, John Galston sees her as worthy of coming here. Alone speaks a lot because he has a top line through the best staying 3-year-old filly this season. And I like the fact she runs here. I'd always have backed in it wherever she ran next, and I can see her making a bold bid for that. Wedding Vow hated Lingfield last time, I think. I don't think she got the best of rides with Ferdinand Yokes. That form has been let down since. but previously she was second to Legatissimo, and also to Xander. First time Blink is a wise move, and it would not surprise to see her on a nice conventional track make a bold bid, especially for Ace comes all about stamina. The music Dora, Dora Stokes also looks a lot better after Star of Seville's Diane win, and that Pandora steps up in Trip is no surprise. She's open to a lot more improvement this trip, and I think she's got to be respected. Zamora may... It's hard to see Zamora getting involved on the basis of a Cheshire Oaksford, as fair a run as that was, and she was slaughtered by Diamonds and Rubies. Entertainment and Brandy bend well behind Pomona when they last met. I don't expect the form to be reserved. And Forte has got to settle better if she's to stay one mark for so long, fully. So to round up, I will go with Placecock, who's got a massive four chest, and I think will stay. And I'll go with Gretchen, the unbounded potential of which cannot be ignored.